Hello everybody, welcome to episode 51. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
In this episode, we are going to talk about many ways to express so, like so much, like so beautiful, so hot, like that in Thai. By the way, I have a free ebook with 127 useful everyday spoken Thai expressions and phrases, which comes with audio. You can get it by joining my newsletter at thaiwithgrace.com. Let's start off with learning some common adjectives, because in order to express so, you kind of need adjectives. So Edgar, let me test you a little bit. How do you say beautiful?
Suai.
Very good. Suai with rising tone. The next adjective, let's say bad luck.
Suai.
Very good. So suai, rising, is beautiful. Suai, mid tone, means bad luck. But it's a little impolite to say suai, okay? So don't use that all the time. The alternative of that is bad luck. The word for bad luck is
chok mai di.
Chok mai di is fine. It means not good luck. But there's a word for bad luck that is chok rai. Rai literally means evil. So the word rai on its own is also another adjective.
And don't forget, if you want to follow along with the audio, you can download the PDF that contains all the sentences and additional content by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
So using all these adjectives that we know, we can already start off with one version of so in Thai.
Yeah, so the most common one that probably everybody already knows is mak.
Very good. Mak. Suai mak.
Very beautiful.
Suai mak.
Very unlucky. Or very bad luck. Which one?
Very bad luck. Same. Mm-hmm. Rai mak. Wow, it's like so bad. You're so bad. Rai mak.
Mm. Or for example, what's the word for hot?
Ron.
So so hot.
Ron mak. So this mak is used very common, and it can also be translated to very.
Yeah.
And if you want to add a little intensity to it, you can double it up. Like for example, what a bad luck today I have. Very bad luck, I would say. One knee today. Chok rai mak mak. Again. One knee. Chok rai mak mak. And you're going to ask me, what happened? Good alai kun.
Good alai kun.
Mugi lun lom. Mugi is a while ago. Lun is slippery or slide. Lun lom is to slide and fall.
Yeah.
Another one that Thai people use very often is repeating the word. For example, the word geng is well or to be good at something, right? I can say, Oho, Edgar, pud phasat hai geng geng. But the accent of the geng geng needs to be exactly like how I say it. So, geng geng. It's so hot. You can say lon lon. You cannot say lon lon. Okay? It has to be stressed. Lon lon or cold. The weather is cold. Oh, now now. California, now now. Alaska, now now. The next version of so is 장.
Yeah, this one's also very common.
For example, how to say cute?
나락.
So cute.
나락장.
Very good. 니장. Oh, so good.
Yeah, or what's the word for skillful?
깽.
So I always hear 깽장.
깽장 is used a lot. 니장 is used a lot. 수와장. 첩장. Wow, I so like it. I said I like it very much. Mm-hmm. And you can add an intensity to it by adding the word 레이. So it will become 장 레이.
Yeah, so everything we just said, you can add 장 레이. So for example, 깽 장 레이, very skillful.
수와이 장 레이, very beautiful. 야이 장 레이, very big. 레오 장 레이, so fast. Oi, Edgar, ขับ รถ เร็ว จัง เลย. You drive so fast. But beware that the word 장 and 장 레이 is only used in short sentences. So it's used as an exclamation to say, wow, something is something. Like the computer is so expensive. Oh, computer 팽 장 레이.
The food is so spicy.
아한 펫 장 레이. Pet means spicy.
Yeah, I probably have to say that phrase a couple times per day. So the next word is 제타이, the same word that we did last week.
This literally means will die. So for example, 제프 제타이 means so painful. 디 제타이 means so good. But actually there's a catch here. The word 제타이 is usually used in a conversation when you want to contradict what the other person wants to say. Like for example, Edgar said, oh, it's so cheap. Let's say he's eating some seafood and he said, wow, it's only 1,000 baht. How do you say? So cheap.
툭 막.
You can say that. 툭 막. And I can say, what? In Thailand, this gonna be 100 baht. 팽 제타이. It's so expensive. So I'm contradicting what he wanted to say. So the word 제타이 is not used like just like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. As in, you cannot say, oh, 원이 런 제타이. Oh, it's so hot today. You can't use it to express like that. If the sun is strong and you want to express that, oh my god, it's so hot, Thai people are going to use the word 장 레이. Oh, 원이 런 장 레이.
I didn't know that.
And not 제타이. Let's make another example of 제타이.
So let's say me and Grace just had a test and I thought it was so hard. I say, 약 장 레이.
And I can say, oh, 나이 제타이. It's so easy.
Got it.
Alright, the next word is a little bit like vulgar, impolite. So if you don't have a close friend that uses this, please try not to use it. The thing is, I don't use this word. I have a friend that uses with me and, you know, talk like this. But me, myself, I feel like it's a little bit too like impolite. Mm-hmm. So I don't use it with anybody. Just to let you know. This word is cold.
Cold.
So good. As in so delicious. Oh, cold aloy.
So this one comes before the adjective?
Since it's a little bit slangy, you know, you can say cold aloy or oh aloy cold or even aloy cold cold.
Wow. Can you give me more examples?
Cold di le. So good. Let's say you went to a movie theater and they are like doing like one buy one get one free. You can say, oh, 콧디레, 다이 또아, 능 buy free. Ah, so good. I'm getting one free ticket.
도와 is ticket.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I kick a ball and I hurt my ankle. I can say 코집. And if you want to add an intensity to it, you can always add the word 레이. 코집 레.
Let's say I went outside and it started to rain really hard. So I got really wet. What would I say?
코촉 라이 레. What a bad luck. Or you can say 호 폰 또 컷낙 레.
Wow.
By the way, I have an audio course called Real Life Thai Conversations. In it, I have 25 short audios where I speak with other Thai people about everyday life topics. I also provide the transcripts, translation, and also grammar and vocabulary breakdown for each conversation. Be sure to check it out. All right, guys. I hope that you guys learn a lot from this episode. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.
See ya.